This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
How hard did Donald Trump crush it with his trade deal? This is my favorite story today. I couldn't wait to do it a second time. He crushed it so hard that the Prime Minister of France, who is beside himself, he's not happy, said that the Trump trade deal with the EU was, quote, so triumphant for the United States, it was an act of submission by the EU to Donald Trump. Wow. Quote, it is a dark day when an alliance of free peoples, united to affirm their values and defend their interests, resolves to submission. So the deal's so triumphant that it is an act of submission by the EU. All we had to do was ask. We've always had the power. Here's Howard Lutnick describing the terms of the deal. By the way, they're estimating $90 billion in revenue collection for the Treasury.
Well, remember, the European Union is $20 trillion economy, 450 million people. Fact is, the European Union is the monster deal. President Trump did that deal yesterday. We were all together in Scotland. We got the deal done. So here's how it goes. The European Union is going to pay 15%, and they sell us $600 billion worth of goods. That's $90 billion for America. And they agreed for the first time ever to cut all their tariffs, cut their barriers, and let American businesses and farmers and ranchers and fishermen finally sell into the European Union. Massive market. This is huge for America.
Yes, it is. It's absolutely huge. So huge, even CNN had to admit it was kind of a pretty good deal.
Is this a fantastic deal then struck by Donald Trump and just terrible negotiation on the part of the EU? I mean, how do you...
I think that's an accurate assessment. Obviously, it's better than not having any deal at all, at 30% or something, but this is really a wasted opportunity, I think, for the EU and absolutely a victory on behalf of the Trump administration.
Yeah. Here's the thing with this. Have you noticed this? Are the experts ever right? Natural disasters, think about it. Stock market plunges, that didn't happen. Folks, again, it was reported as, I will never forget this, it was reported as fact, CNBC, that April, Liberation Month, was going to be the worst month for the stock market since the Great Depression. I will never forget this. This was reported as fact. They ran it along the top of the Drudge banner they had. Oh, they were having party time. We've had two stock market all-time highs since then. I mean, have you ever noticed there's always an expert on standby to tell us what's happening? And have you ever noticed they're almost always wrong if they're with the mainstream media, including Fox News? Especially on financial stuff. Just dead wrong. And folks, if you had been, you know, on the panel on CNBC, even Fox Business that week, when they tried, and they tried to crash the stock market. They just don't have enough, you know, of an audience anymore to do it. These mainstream media people whose stars are fading faster by the day. That's what they were doing. They were talking the markets down. And you listen to them and you say, you know, I kind of think this is going to be great for America. Like, I kind of think we'll have two all-time high stock market hits. You would have never been invited back on. You would have been thought to be a mental defective, and you would have been the only one who was correct. Here's Newsweek senior editor Josh Hammer. And this is Sky News in Australia.
You know, Rita, Donald Trump is the only man that I've ever seen who flies over to Scotland, the home of golf, to play some rounds of golf with his family to usher in a new Trump-affiliated golf course redesign. And he comes home bagging one of the greatest, most historic trade deals in the history of modern commerce. I mean, this is truly historic stuff. And, you know, whether it's really getting the better of Ursula von der Leyen and the European Union bureaucrats, whether it's the massive, massive trade deal that the United States just reached with Japan about a week and a half ago, we had a deal with the Philippines in the interim that kind of flew under the radar. By the way, holding trade aside just for a second there, he also reached a ceasefire deal between Thailand and Cambodia. I mean, this is just like, it's just a rapid fire win after win after win. I mean, I have never experienced, frankly, this much winning from a president in my life.
And that's the senior editor of Newsweek. Now, folks, I want to point something out to you, okay? And I feel like you, long-term listeners, are huge in this win. You actually had something to do with this. Personally, because Bobby Mack and I, you may not remember Bobby Mack. He was on in the afternoon. He hired me. We went to war. We went to war over something called the Trans-Pacific Partnership and the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement. This idiotic idea in 2015, 2016, that what we should do is take the trade authority that you're seeing Trump use now and turn it over to a panel of unelected bureaucrats from Brunei. Where the hell is that? Brunei? Canada, Chile, Japan, Malaysia, Mexico. Can you imagine? Cartel control Mexico making our trade deals. New Zealand, Peru, Singapore, Vietnam, Australia, and we'd have one representative. Trump couldn't have cut this deal. And it was thought to be the super duper smart thing to turn the trade authority over, create an EU style bloc. This was the dream of the Bush cabal, and erase America's borders. Trump couldn't have cut this deal, but you defeated it. Remember? We called and called and called and called. And we had several of our Congress members going to vote for this horror show. Mick Mulvaney was whipping the votes for it. We whipped him on the phone, and he had to not only stop whipping the votes, he had to flip his vote. It went down minus just a few votes. We did that. It's probably the greatest talk radio victory we've had, me and Bobby Mack. And we just hit those phones day after day after day after day. And folks, imagine the full whore here, okay? Let me just set it up for you so you can understand how we dodged it by just a few votes. This panel was also going to set our immigration policy. Think about that. The cartel control Mexico was going to set our immigration policy. So you're going to call up, your congressman. They say, too bad, some guy from Brunei or however the hell you say, Brunei, I don't even care, says, we got to have open borders. And the cartels want open borders. We got outvoted. Sorry. That's where we were. And Donald Trump campaigned on that. Do you remember? And Hillary Clinton was for it. He made her flip. That put downward pressure, too, on the votes. I will never forget it. Trey Gowdy supported that. And he came on this show. We had a knockdown, dragout. He hasn't come on the show since. I mean, I was very nice, but I hit him with facts. And he was repeating the idiotic Bush cabal line. Well, we don't want to be shut out. We need to be involved in these deals. We'll be shut out. We're the biggest economy in the world. Well, if you don't partner with Brunei, We'll never let you cut a trade deal. I said nobody ever, idiots. By the way, Tim Scott, that was his last appearance on the show. We duked it out of that over that, and he hasn't been back. I was very nice, but we just dealt in facts, and they're not used to that in Washington. Nothing, none of the wins you're seeing Trump do right now would be possible if Tim Scott and Lindsey Graham and Trey Gowdy had gotten their way, and we hadn't flipped Mick Mulvaney's vote. The TPA, Trans-Pacific Partnership, the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement, the TPPA would be in effect. Folks, we would be a block like the EU. Trump would be virtually powerless to regulate trade, and we would be virtually powerless to regulate our own borders. That was the ultimate goal of the Uniparty. And understand this, we came within just a few votes of that. And again, I just want to thank my WRD listening audience, because you guys killed this. You really did. We took those couple of votes away that they needed. We flipped Congress members in South Carolina using the text line, using the call-in. You called, I mean, just, and we know you did. I mean, it was thousands of people asking for the contact information for their senators and for their Congress members. And then Hillary backed off after Trump hit her, and it was just enough votes with the votes we flipped and those votes that we were able to stop this, folks. This would be an entirely different future for our children.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
One in which unelected bureaucrats on the international level would have control. Again, can you imagine, of our trade policy and our borders? God knows what else by now, because you've seen the power grabs in the EU. Now they're regulating speech. They were never supposed to do that. Folks, did you see this? What is it about the Biden regime that makes rapists, murderers, but most especially child sex offenders want to come to America? What do we not understand here? Did you see this? Headline, this is mind-blowing. ICE arrests 214 illegal immigrant child sex offenders arrested by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement in the first 6 months of Donald Trump's presidency. 216 fled here from all over the world. Now, I predicted this. You knew this. I said this would become a haven for the world's criminals. Because, as I've explained for a long time, every other country has bond, too. And like here, pretty much unless you commit the crime of murder, you're getting bonded out. Well, they just come straight here, hide out in a Democrat sanctuary city, and wait for the amnesty. But 214 illegal immigrant child sex offenders came here during the Biden administration? Think about it. What is the magnet here? Anyway, We can all be glad they got them. And right now I'm going to admit something to you. I just misled you. No, I didn't tell you the whole story. You might want to sit down for this part. The punchline? That was Justin Houston. Wait, what? 214 illegal immigrant child sex offenders coming over the border to take refuge here during Biden's regime for the entirety of the country would be a big story. Would have been a big story 5 years ago. No, no. This is just what they rounded up in Houston in the last 6 months. If you want to read the story for yourself, it's a Fox News piece. ICE arrests over 200 illegal alien child sex offenders in Houston area in past 6 months. You can look it up and I'll attach it at the in the sources section. Folks, how many are here? That's just Houston. And never forget, folks, the release of violent criminals, predators into this country was not an accident. Remember, folks, when we learned that 13,000 illegal immigrant murderers had been released onto the streets of America deliberately? Yeah, this is 4 months ago from Fox News.
The director of Immigration and Customs Enforcement confirms that more than 13,000 illegal immigrants convicted of murder have been caught at the border and then released into the United States. The letter here tells the tale. Hello, I'm John Roberts in Washington. You believe this, Sandra?
Which means they are here. And this is just an unbelievable development.
What do you want to bet they knew these guys were sex offenders at the border? Let them go anyway. Folks, can you imagine if they'd gotten 4 more years? We were going to never be safe again.
With Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.